Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Since the election, there's been a spike in inflammatory incidents around the country directed at marginalized minority groups. The Lansing area has not been immune. Last week, a hate letter was sent to Muslim organizations around the country, including the Islamic Center of East Lansing. It said things like, "Muslims are evil and Trump is going to deport you," among other things. The Islamic Center responded with a peaceful public reply to that letter. Representatives of the center say that the letter does not reflect the Lansing community, which it says has always been supportive and positive. Joining me in the studio for Neighbors in Action today to talk more about this, Dr. Abdelmajid Katranji, who works public relations for the Islamic Center. Welcome back, Dr. Katranji.
Hey, thanks
good
for
to
having
see
me.
You.
Thank you.
Also,
good to see you as well.
And Community Services Coordinator Farah Khalil. Farah, welcome back.
Thank you.
Dr. Katranji, as we said, the Islamic Center's reply to this letter was very hospitable. It invited the writer of the letter to attend a class about Islam. And you've said that even though the original letter was malicious, you want to focus on the good. Where is the good in this?
Well, the good in this is that when you see a letter like this and how it brings your neighbors and your community together, a couple of weeks ago, there was actually the implication of some white supremacist organization that was going to come to the Islamic Center to protest during our Friday prayers. And as soon as our local church communities, other faith communities, Jewish communities, Hindus, and other groups heard about this, we came to a Friday prayer filled with neighbors gathered at our parking lot to make sure that we could pray safely. And the event turned from something that could potentially be quite distressing for people to one that really kind of enhanced the spirit of mid-Michigan and Lansing and East Lansing in particular, one that neighbors care for each other and won't tolerate this type of behavior from anybody. This is America, and we're all free to be here.
Farah, you can attest to the support of the local community as well. Describe that support from your perspective.
Well, when I drove into the mosque that day for the Friday prayer, one of my friends, Alice Townley, who's from who's the head of the clergy association, called me, asking me what was happening at the mosque and if they needed more people to come and protect the mosque.
How many people showed up in support?
Oh, dozens.
Okay.
I mean,
it was dozens throughout the day. So they started around noon, and people were coming and going all the way up through 8 o'clock in the evening.
Yep.
Farah, there are opportunities available for the larger community for people to learn more about Islam, as was reflected, I think, in your letter. Tell us about those.
Well, our center has many opportunities for people to not only learn about Islam, but to come volunteer and participate. We do offer the Islam 101 class on a monthly basis. We also offer Arabic studies for anybody interested. Both are taught by our imam. We also have a program known as the Ansar of Lansing, which is to help welcome refugees. And in fact, this Sunday at 3 o'clock, we're having a training session for anyone interested in being a volunteer.
What kinds of activities can volunteers get involved in?
We're looking for individuals to help with transporting refugees to and from appointments. We're looking for individuals to help with financial support, help when the refugees, I guess, come to their 3-month limit for housing. After that, some families need additional support. So we're always looking for additional housing opportunities to place families in.
And even beyond that, mentorship is a huge thing. So
okay.
For so many of the refugees that come to the United States, a lot of them are actually quite talented. Many of them are professionals. Refugees, you know, come because they've been forced in a situation to abandon and leave their homes, their wealth, their prosperity, and have the opportunity to come to the United States to seek out similar, if not better, opportunities. And mentorship, it goes a long way. A lot of times we have many bakers that come, for instance. And so organized efforts with potential restaurateurs could help create community kitchens for these refugees from all stripes, not just, you know, from one part of the world, but literally, you know, from all across the globe, they come to Lansing. And so that's one opportunity. Microfinancing is another opportunity where people can look at some of the cultural manufacturing that people do. A lot of the classic form of threading, artistry, pottery, You know, some of these are artisans that if they had the right kiln, the right opportunity and access to these materials can produce some beautiful artistic pieces. So there's, you know, it's not just about please donate. It's about if you have something to give, we have people who would love to be able to share it with you.
You've got refugees with immediate needs, though. Talk to us about what some of those immediate needs typically are.
Quite honestly, transportation is a huge need. When they first arrive, they don't have a means of getting around town. When you're dealing with a single mother of four children, it's difficult for, you know, when she doesn't speak English, it's difficult for her to take her kids to school, find a job, take them to their appointments, go to the grocery store, that kind of thing. So transportation is huge.
Tell us more about Ansar.
Yeah, Ansar of Lansing is based on a principle that's actually quite spiritual for the Muslim community. The Ansar concept is actually the one who hosts or helps empower a migrant or a refugee. It's based on the historical migration of Prophet Muhammad and his companions, men and women and families, that left Mecca from the oppression in Mecca and went to Medina for the opportunity to seek refuge. In those days, those areas were like city-states. And so the Medinians, when they were welcoming Muhammad and his companions, were referred to then as the Ansar, the one who empowers those who have been, who are migrants or refugees. So there's actually a deep spiritual connection to help any type of refugee. It doesn't have to be Muslim. It's a, you know, anyone who seeks refuge needs an Ansar, one who helps them, empowers them. And the American spirit, and I think the spirit of Mid-Michigan and our community spirit here, reflects the spirit that the Ansar concept is based upon. And so therefore, it's a tremendous opportunity from both a spiritual standpoint and a community service standpoint, to stand hand in hand with the All Faith Alliance for Refugees, which is a coalition of multiple faiths, including the Lutheran Church, Jewish community, Catholic community, and several others, and the Muslim community as well, to collectively be Ansar for the people who seek refuge at the in the United States.
We can also point out, I guess, that you offer a translator as well for your volunteers sometimes to navigate the communication involved.
Absolutely.
Here. Absolutely. Yeah. You've got a Friday afternoon support group as well. Can you tell us about that? What happens?
So our congregational prayers are every Friday afternoon. And after the Friday prayer at about 3 o'clock, from 3 to 4:30, we have what's called the Refugee Support Circle. And at this time, any individual, be it refugee, and even if a non-refugee were to come in and come to us with basically any type of difficulty that they're having, whether it be, I don't mean to say this, but a lot of time it can be financial, and it relates very much to housing, or and once again, transportation. Those are the two main things that people put requests in for. But basically, any type of need that they may have, what we do is we sit down with them, we evaluate their case, and then determine if it makes sense for us to help, and then how we can help.
And you also wanted us to mention that while these services are mainly for refugees, others in the Muslim community who need support are never turned away.
Yeah, we do our best to address the needs of the entire community.
You've been at this quite a while. Is there a family of refugees or people that you've helped that stands out in your memory?
There are several families. I think the one remarkable one is the family that I've had the pleasure to work with. You know, it's a gentleman who used to own a restaurant. His wife used to help them. They were very successful. They have several children. And they came to the United States. And the first thing he says, look, I don't need any assistance. I just need help to get a job and just to tell me where the opportunities are. And so very quickly, obtained work, hardworking, always showed up to work early, paid his taxes. I know sometimes people worried about, you know, refugees, they very often once they get jobs, they start paying taxes, they start becoming economic machines. And so now what's exciting is he's looking forward to opening a restaurant here in Mid-Michigan. So he's looking at community kitchen options, him and his wife. And at the same time, this very refugee now has become instrumental in helping other refugees. So it's just a remarkable story of someone who's really beginning to capture the American dream. And now, you know, he's looking for the opportunity of moving to hopefully, you know, at least to own his own home. And that's the type of story that's repeated across so many communities.
For our listeners who want to get involved in supporting the Islamic Center of East Lansing or who just want to learn more, once again, we'll mention the weekly Islam 101 class. Farah, the next training for Ansar of Lansing volunteers is actually this Sunday. Tell us about that.
So the Sunday training is an opportunity for volunteers or Ansar to come and learn more about the resettlement process, as well as develop some case management skills on how to handle families. Just to give you an example, right before I came here, I talked to a refugee, single mom, and she needed assistance with her rent. But once I continued talking to her, she apparently was recently attacked, actually, when she went to Myers. She didn't know how to handle that. In her case, she desperately needed help with transportation, and she was saying, I can't hold a job because I can't get to a job. So when you're dealing with these individual cases, sometimes you can get sucked in. So the point of the training for this Sunday at 3 p.m. is to teach people how to handle the complexities of mm-hmm. these cases.
Mm-hmm. I've been speaking with Farah Khalil, Community Services Coordinator for the Islamic Center of East Lansing. Also joining us, Dr. Abdelmajid Katranji, Public Relations for the Islamic Center. Many thanks to both of you. Good luck in all your work.
Thanks for having
Thank
us, Mark.
Thank you.
Good to see you again, sir.
And Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Help us out. Email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line, please, or tweet us at KAR Current State. Tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.